Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications. And our guest this week, leading into the first round of the NCAA Men's Tennis Championship at Mississippi State on Friday, is a senior from the Jaguar squad, Olivier Gingra. Ollie, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a couple weeks since y'all won the Sun Belt Championship in Peachtree City, Georgia. Has it kind of sunk in yet that you finally got over the hump and got that team title?
Sunk in? I don't feel like I realize it yet, honestly. But yeah, it's a great feeling to finally, like, after losing so many finals, to finally do it and win it all. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to sink in as time goes on, especially when we get that ring.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
You know, like you just mentioned, you guys have been close. You were runner-up each of your first 3 years. So going into this year's tournament, like, what was going through your mind? What did you think needed to happen and that you needed to do to finally get over the hump?
Honestly, I just tried to approach personally. I tried to tell my teammates, also the ones especially that have been there before in final, to approach the tournament differently a little bit. I mean, we're putting so much emphasis previous years on it, and like, maybe it would add to the nerves, maybe, but like, this year I just wanted to get in the tournament, relax, and just enjoy, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's my senior year. If we lose, it's my last match as a Jaguar, so I just want to enjoy and make the best memories out of it. And I think we did that pretty well, and we saw the results. I mean, we all played loose, I think. And I mean, also, I don't think we were favorite as much as the other years, because we lost to Georgia State in the season. So, I mean, we were much more relaxed, playing a little bit more as the underdog. So all of that together made us play much more relaxed, I think, and enjoy the moment, which, yeah, gave us the win.
Now, in those previous years, you've played some tough singles matches that went down to the wire and that didn't quite go your way. So to be able to finally come through and help the team to this championship with 3 wins in 3 days, is it extra special for you knowing what you went through before at Sun Belt Championships?
I think I didn't finish my match in the final. So it's 2 wins. Well, unless you count doubles.
Yeah, but you contributed to three wins, and yeah, that's my point. So
yeah, no, it's extra special. I mean, honestly, my previous years, yeah, I won in conference. I was winning my matches first, second round, but in final, I lost some tough matches in final, which, I mean, like, I think they clinched on me the first 3 years or something like that. I mean, the rounds before, I got some big clinch against Georgia Southern last year or something like that. But in final, I lost the tough three sets last year that clinched on me. So to be able to finish it my last year and finish with a win, it's amazing, honestly. So
yeah, I'm sure that, yeah, if it was on your court and everyone dogpiled you, that would have been wonderful. But, like, you know, how did, like, you're in the middle of your match, and for our listeners, the setup on Championship Sunday is, because it was indoors with the rain, you had 3 courts on one side and 3 on the other, and Loic actually won it on one side, and you're on the other, so yeah. How'd you hear, and what'd you do when you found out?
Honestly, I wasn't quite so sure. I just know I was playing. I was in the middle of a point or something, and then I play, I'm completely focused on my match, and then suddenly I think I turn around. I know Lucas, my other senior teammate, I turn around, he was playing side by side with me, and then I don't see him anymore. And then I see Coach Nacho just big come on, almost tears through his eyes looking at me. I mean, he was 4 years on the squad losing many finals with us. So, I mean, for us, especially the seniors that have been to final, I mean, we saw that, we had tears to our eyes, and I sprinted to Loic's court because I knew at that point Loic clinched it. I mean, that's a Cinderella story. I mean, I think, honestly, Loic has been playing so good for us all year long, had some clutch performances, so for him to clinch it, that's how it should have been this year, I think. That's great.
So, you guys will play Memphis in the first round. That's at Mississippi State Friday morning at 10. How have you balanced preparing for that versus preparing for finals last week? Because you got to finish the semester. How'd you balance that?
Luckily for me, I think my finals week wasn't as bad as the rest of my semester. So I did have... Like, I only had one finals to study for. After that, my other classes were done. So, I mean, it was easier for me to balance than the other previous semesters when I had six finals or something. So, for me, I mean, it's just we enjoyed the win a little bit, the conference title win. After that, I mean, it's back to business where we're going out there in Mississippi State and trying to win as many matches as possible.
Now, you know, what has Coach Brochu been telling you guys? What do you guys need to do? What needs to go well to be able to beat a Memphis team that's ranked, I believe, in the top 25 in the country?
10 to 20 something, yeah.
And move on to the second round?
I mean, he told us that, obviously, I mean, they're a great team, so we know we're going to win some, lose some, but he wants us to... First of all, I mean, enjoy the win of the title, but I mean, it's not. That's the first thing he told us after winning conference. I mean, it's not over. We still have more matches now to play. Survive in advance, huh? So I mean, just to be out there, give 100%, honestly, and enjoy the moment a little bit, like conference, and then yeah, we're gonna lose some. I mean, they got a great team, but we just gotta go get 4 points. So.
So for our listeners, describe what tennis practices, what it's like. How long are you on the court for, you know, when you go out there on a given day? Is it all just about hitting different shots? You know, what are the things that you work on that get you ready to play a match?
I mean, for a typical tennis practice for us would last 2:30 to 5, maybe, something like that, so 2 hours and a half. I mean, there's a bunch of aspects in tennis. I mean, we work about technical aspect on every shot. I mean, just like a golf player would hit it in the driving range. After that, there's the tactical aspect, honestly, that's very important. I mean, you want to know how to play the game the right way. That's going to help you a lot. And after that, like, there's the psychological, where being strong mentally is very underrated in sports, I think, in general, and especially in a sports where, I mean, college tennis, you're a team, but on the court when you play singles, you're by yourself, you got your teammates by your side, but you got to be able to handle the pressure. And there's also the physical aspect, being in shape. And so there's those four aspects, the technical, tactical, psychological, and physical, we try to work on a daily basis. And putting all that together, if we do it well, brings good results, I think.
So what's your process on match day? How do you get ready? What do you do? Do you have any sort of routines or superstitions before play actually begins?
I like to not have superstition. I mean, I don't really believe that a superstition is going to make me win or lose, so I don't have many of them. But like on match day, I'll be a little bit more quiet. Maybe my teammates know that, like, I'll be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more serious, but I mean, it's all to be focused and really, like, get on court with ready to battle and get my 100% and my heart out.
Yeah, is it, other than, because you guys start warming up hour 15
before.
So until then, it's just focus, and then once you get out there, it's about, I guess, kind of just getting loose.
Yeah, getting loose, and also, like, make sure the energy is up for me, but also for the teammates. And, I mean, I think we got much better through the semester, and now we're pretty good. Like, if we see one guy needs more energy, to like try to pull him up with us. And so as a team, we do that well. I know some of the guys for warm up, they got music in their ears also. Some of them have a lot of superstition. Loic has so many of them, especially when you play doubles with him. But yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned doubles, because you've got a winning doubles record 3 of your 4 years here at South at the collegiate levels. So you've been very successful in that part of the game. And, you know, what is it that makes you, in your mind, a good doubles player?
Since I started playing tennis, I've always had pretty solid results in doubles. I won national championships in doubles. I played for my country playing doubles. So, I mean, I just enjoy, honestly, with, like, serving, coming to the net. I'm not very afraid of the ball. I've received so many of them on me that I know it doesn't hurt that much. So, and, I mean, it's just enjoying to serve, return, coming to the, being aggressive, coming to the net, and like not being scared of going to get the ball instead of just waiting. So basically being proactive a little bit more. So that might be the reason why I enjoy and I got good doubles results.
Now, particularly this year, I know a lot of times coaches throughout the fall and early in the spring will match you with different partners trying to figure out which teams work, and you and Sasha Monica, who joined the program in January, have gone 8-5 together at the number 2 spot. What makes you guys work well together?
I think, honestly, what we've been good at, I think we've dropped a couple matches we shouldn't have. So I think that 8-5 record could have been much better. But yeah, now that it's 8-5, it's done, it's in the past. So I think, honestly, the wins we've had, what worked well together is when one of us wasn't, like, feeling the ball quite well, was tired a little bit, the other one was most of the time stepping up, and then that way we're both pretty old, so that way we got experience, and that way we're able to bring each other's level up. And yeah, I think with our fighting spirit a little bit, we hate to lose in doubles, especially. So we hated to lose, so a little bit of our ego, maybe, like, our ego piling up together would make us fight and grind out some wins, I think.
So, you know, you're finishing up your 4th year here. As you look back at it, what do you think that you've improved at the most in tennis in your time with the program?
That's a good question. I feel like, first of all, like playing as a team, I've never had that before. So like playing for someone else than just me, I think just that, and I think that's gonna help me throughout life. I mean, even if it's not, I don't end up in tennis. If you end up working for a company, I'm gonna work as a team. So I got that experience, and I didn't know how to do it before. Tennis is an individual sport before college. So, and that's I think one of the biggest things I've improved on, and also maybe like under pressure, my four years over here, like handling my nerves on a big moment, I've been pretty solid at it. This year I struggled a little bit more, but overall I think that was a big plus, honestly, like, because pressure when you just play for yourself, that's one type of pressure, but when you play for someone else, also for a team, for a school, it's you feel it even more. So having that type of pressure, I think I improved a lot how to handle my nerves.
So you'd already answered my next question, that you really hadn't played team tennis before coming here. So what do you do to adjust? How do you make it work when it's something that you've never really done before, and then you get dropped into it? And even in the fall, I mean, you play individual tournaments, so you go around and you have teammates, but you're still competing in flights, and then January comes and all of a sudden it's, team points.
I mean, I played, like, in the juniors, I played maybe 1 or 2 tournaments, like Junior Davis Cup or back home some team tournaments, but that's very low exposure to, like, team tennis. But honestly, I think I learned with my teammates when I came here my freshman year. I had some some older guys. I was lucky enough to have some older guys that would like that told me how it was, that told me what to expect. Guys like Romain, that was my assistant coach, or Daniel Leitner, that was our captain my first year, or even Nacho, that became our assistant coach, Gerard, Manu, all those guys my first year. I mean, they were very helpful in my learning process, to teach me, like, basically to let me know what to expect. And then my first match we got through, I remember we played FSU. We lost that one against FSU, but it was pretty close one, honestly. So, I mean, I was just amazed how loud it was and crazy it was. And then the match right after, we play UCF. It comes right down to the wire, 3-3. I'm the last match. I actually closed it. So that was really my first. And then my third match that tournament was Lafayette, which was a big rivalry in the Sun Belt for us in those years. So that was first tournament, crazy atmosphere, honestly. I knew it was going to be loud. It was going to get intense, maybe with the opponents. Not fights, but yeah, arguments and everything. But I didn't know it was going to be that bad. And that, as a first, with all like learning from my teammates and that FSU tournament as a first team dual match tournament, that was very helpful for my learning, that team tennis thing.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is Olivier Gingras from the men's tennis program, from Quebec City in Quebec, Canada. How old were you when you started playing tennis, and you remember what got you involved in the sport?
I don't remember how old I was, but I'm from a tennis family. My dad's a coach, my sister played college tennis, so, I mean, that's pretty much the sport I was initiated to at first. But, I mean, I played a bunch of other sports, I just decided to end up in tennis. But I remember when I was a very small kid, I would play in my basement with a very small rat. Well, with my hands first, when my hands hit the balloons. And then when I grew older, I had a little racket hitting that balloon. Then we transferred to foam ball, then transferred on the tennis court. So yeah, the whole process. I must have been pretty young. Growing up in a tennis family, that probably started pretty young, yeah.
Now, you'd mentioned it. What's it like representing your country? I mean, you played in the Junior Davis Cup. The Davis Cup is the big international team tournament. And so what was that like to represent your country?
Oh, that's a great feeling, honestly. My teammates know I'm one of the proudest proudest Canadian they know. So, I mean, that was insane. Great opportunity to just wear those colors. So, no, I mean, I think it's similar to, honestly, Jack, because I grew, spending 4 years there, I got so much pride in my school, and I'm so proud of being a Jaguar that, like, just like, I'm proud of my country, I'm proud of this school, so it's just an amazing feeling to be able to wear those clothes, those colors, and, yeah, I'm blessed, honestly.
So, when did you first think about playing tennis in college? And, like, I don't know if Canadian schools offer it. I mean, there are Canadian universities. I don't know if that was a possibility, or, you know, what led you to look into playing in the United States?
The program in Canada is getting much bigger now. I mean, right now the level and there's not as many universities and the level is not as good, but it's getting much better. But when I came here, I knew the level was going to be better. And so, yeah, I decided to come to the States. Why did I decide to come to college tennis? When I was a kid, when you're a kid, you grow up, you want to be number one in the world. You see Roger Federer, he looks amazing. He looks like he's got the best life. So you want to do that. But at one point, I got a couple injuries. And, I mean, I knew I wanted to get an education, high-quality education, study mechanical engineering. So, knowing about the college tennis, because my sister was already playing in it, and I knew the level was very strong. A bunch of pro players that are top 10 in the world have been to college tennis. So, I mean, I knew at a certain point I wanted to play college tennis. So, that was my goal at the, probably around 16 years old, I decided that my goal with tennis was going to play college tennis. Now I ended up in America because the level was better at the time. I think still better than back home, but back home was getting better. my dad is actually coaching for one of the university in my own hometown. So, go Rochelle, go Jags.
Were there any other schools that recruited you outside of South Alabama?
Yeah, well, I had while I just mentioned some injuries, but while getting back from that injury, I did some recruiting trip at University of Indiana, University of Tulsa. Then I had a coach from East Carolina come in Quebec City to see me play, and then there was others, but. I don't want to expand
now. No, that's fine. I'm always curious because to hear the other options student athletes have, because then it leads me into, okay, what did you first think when you heard from Coach Brochu in South Alabama, and why did you eventually decide this was the program for you?
And Coach Brochu, being from Quebec also, my dad, being in the tennis world, knew him quite well, actually, so... I mean, that was a known piece. Like, I knew he was from Quebec, so that was one thing. Then after that, I took my recruiting trip. There was some French guys. So even though I spoke English very well, it's always good to have someone speaking your native language over there. Then, I mean, I heard about Alabama at first. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Alabama, I'm from up north, so in Canada, so I didn't know what to expect, but then... Like, I came on my recruiting trip, the weather was insane. Beautiful weather. Being from Canada, having some long winters, that was great to come here. And then I visited the College of Engineering. Shelby Hall is beautiful, so that was some of the big reasons why I came here. And also in my recruiting trip, I hung out with the guys, and they were super cool, so yeah.
So, I mean, there's still hopefully memories to be made, but when you look back at it, are there any moments or any events in these last 4 years at South that you think it will stand out to you that you're going to remember years down the road?
Oh, there's so many of them. I mean, I can't count them on my fingers. I like to think those have been maybe my best 4 years of my life. I've had so many great memories, met some amazing people that honestly are family to me now. So there's a lot of moments. Maybe my freshman year, I was a freshman, I was new to the team, and we beat Drake 4-3, which they were ranked, I think, 3 in the nation, maybe 40. I don't remember their exact rankings. So that was our biggest win of the year, and I clinched it to do 4-3. That was great memory. Maybe, I mean, last year entirely, my junior year, the team, we had some wins against Auburn. I clinched against Auburn and Georgia Southern. All those big wins, basically amazing memories. And this year, winning conference, obviously, and going to nationals, that's insane. But after that, it's just overall, like, on the court, off the court, all the nights you spend and just hanging out with your teammates, the people you meet, everything is just... It's gonna stay with me for the rest of my life, and I know I'm gonna stay in contact with all of them and fully see them as many times as possible.
So, mentioned your mechanical engineering major, and now you're a graduate from the program. Saturday, you took part in the ceremony. What did it mean to you to walk across the stage and get your degree from this school?
It's amazing. I don't think it's sunk in either, honestly. Still feel like I got some homework to do. It's hard to me, but it's insane. I mean, 4 years in engineering, it's a lot of work. That's always what I wanted to do, though, so I enjoyed it. And, it's great. I mean, it's bittersweet, though, because I know I'm not going to be done with that college life, with that team tennis, playing college tennis, so... But it's great also to move on to a new chapter, see how it's going to be, like, actually get my degree, and maybe it's going to help me with the rest of my life for sure. So, it's bittersweet, I'd say, yeah.
Now, this may be wrong. I thought I heard here in the last couple of weeks, I mean, do you have a job lined up? What's next? When the tennis season ends, hopefully... somewhere at Wake Forest if you guys can win twice this weekend and get on to the final 16. But what are you looking at short term for your plans?
Right now I'm still on this. I want to do my MBA, so I might try to get some work experience first to be able to get to those top NBA schools that require to work experience. So I'm in touch with some people back home. I know some engineering people back home, and I'm probably going to get a job, do my MBA after. But in the very short term, I know once I'm done and we're done with tennis, hopefully in Wake Forest, as we said, I got a couple friends who are going to visit Europe, so I'm quite excited for that, actually taking a break, enjoying and visiting the world a little bit. That's going to be fun.
You see, I mean, I don't know what goes into, like, how many hours a week a standard mechanical engineering type of job takes. I don't know if 40's enough, if you usually go over. You see tennis in your future? I mean, obviously you've got a long-term plan that has moved on from necessarily a professional career, but you think you still might play down the road, or how do you figure it in your future?
Yeah, I'll play for fun. I'll play to stay in shape also. Going to the gym, I like it, but it's going to be much more enjoyable to at least keep in a little form of shape playing tennis. But yeah, I'll play for fun. I might play every once in a while some tournaments, but yeah. For sure, it's going to save my life. It's been such a big part of my childhood and everything. So, I mean, it's going to stay. No, I'm not going to play as much, but it's going to stay in my life for sure. I'm going to play for fun. And hopefully I get to come back to see Jax play maybe next year, the year after, or maybe down the road in future years. I know Pierre, one of my teammates last year, came this year for conference. It was a big help for us coming to see. So I want to do that also, and to come back, see the Jags play, to see my old teammates play, graduate, and maybe get some reunions also. So, no, tennis is going to stay a big part of my life for sure.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Olivier Gingras from the men's tennis program. Appreciate the time. Know you got some preparation and practice coming up, but before we let you go, I'm going to ask you set of questions to let our listeners get to know you better off the court. So really just the first thing that comes to mind when I ask, and I always start with that you're being a student athlete and what it requires with practice, travel, competition, study hall, classes, meals, all that. There's not a lot of free time. So when you have a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Well, honestly, it's spend even more time with my teammates. I really enjoy it. We're very close, so that's probably one of the things we'll do for sure, yeah.
What's your favorite sport outside of tennis?
Oh, that's okay. I'm a big sports fan. Can I name one? I enjoy watching all of them. Maybe American football, but I honestly listen to golf, NBA, baseball, everything. So there's a lot of them, but go Chargers in football.
What is the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
Maybe I've been to World Championship in ice hockey. Ice hockey should be in there. I'm Canadian. People are going to laugh at me if I don't say that back home. So ice hockey should be my favorite sport. So, but I've seen the World Championship in ice hockey, which is, I mean, best level in the world. Also I've seen the US Open in tennis. So those two are in their sports, it's some of the biggest events. So yeah, I'd say these two.
If there's one athletic event you've never been to that you have to see in person, what's at the top of your list?
Tennis-wise, I would say Wimbledon. Hopefully I can maybe go this summer. But I would like to see the Super Bowl live. I mean, it's such a big deal over here. So Super Bowl or go to the Olympics. Yeah, there's so many. I'm such a big sports fan that, like,
if you're going on a dream vacation, one spot, where are you going?
That's tough to say. There's so many places I haven't done. I've never really thought about it. But I've already been in Barcelona, and I would come back any day for sure. But I would like to go to New Zealand, actually.
What's your favorite movie?
Gosh, those are hard questions. there's so many of them. Also, I would say Shawshank Redemption.
Favorite book?
I'll say two of them. I'd cheat a little bit. And then There Were None, and then also Da Vinci Code.
Favorite musical artist?
Oh, my God. Again, I listen to every type of music, but maybe I'm a big fan of Bryan Adams. Yeah, let's say Bryan Adams, but I mean, there's so many of them, so I want to push the other ones away.
you know, down the line, a Hollywood producer finds someone to write a script telling the story of Olivier Gingras coming from a young Quebecan tennis player to a successful mechanical engineer. Who's he going to hire to play the lead role in the movie?
That's a good question. Hopefully a good-looking actor. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm a big Leo DiCaprio fan, so, or Robert Downey Jr. or something like that. I'm a big fan of them, so.
All right. We appreciate the time. Olivier Gingras, men's tennis, Memphis, first round of the NCAA tournament in Starkville, Friday at 10 a.m. Wish you the best of luck all weekend and beyond, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. Go Jags.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!